Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, joining us on the program, we have Hui Jun Kong. She is the co-author of Positive Influence, The First and Last Mile of Leadership. Hui Jun Kong is principal of Linhart Group, working with CEOs and future CEOs on their most difficult professional and personal issues. She was formerly with McKinsey, working with MNCs and local companies in the U.S., China, and India, and certainly appreciate your joining us here today on the program.
Thanks for having me on the show, Eric. Very excited.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time and looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So as we get underway here today, people strive to have positive influence when so many negative influences ascend. Get into that as we kick things off here today.
Well, I was inspired to on this point because I literally was given this question point blank. There's so much negative influence. There's a lot of conflict, a lot of anger in a lot of societies. So why should we strive to have positive influence? And how I feel personally and shared by my co-author, Sun Yanxi, is that it's precisely because there is so much tension and conflict swirling all around us, perhaps in our hearts as well, that we need to bring to bear the best of ourselves as human beings. Our capacity to care, our capacity to have compassion, and our capacity to be courageous, to make sacrifices, so that we conglomerate these positive forces, the forces of the light, if you will, to offset the dark.
And looking at AI here, it's certainly the hot topic, it seems. We talk about it often here on the program. How does the advances in generative AI impact the relevance and importance of positive influence?
So I'm really excited about Gen AI, and even though I'm not a technologist, because I think it's going to level the playing field. As long as you have a good working internet connection, I do want to acknowledge that's not necessarily something everyone has, which I think is a problem urgently needing to be fixed. But assuming you have that, you have at our fingertips the ability to learn anything, to summarize anything, to synthesize anything that reflects the accumulation of so much human knowledge. Now, that is not something that all of us have today. But if everyone has that, then how will the meetings that we'll be having with each other evolve? It'll become so much more about how we have to influence each other to come to that better shared understanding and to come to that shared aspiration of what are the positive outcomes that we really want to work towards. It's also going to call for much more insight and inquiry, because we're going to have to discern, is that the AI hallucinating, or is that actually really different aspects of the reality that we all need to contend with? The requirement for influence will go up dramatically. And today, I would say that, you know, many of us struggle already to, you know, influence as much as we need to, or we have the opportunity to. So I think the gap is going to grow, but don't worry, it's a gap that we can ace as human beings if we consciously develop our positive influence skills.
Certainly do appreciate your feedback there, most helpful. Now, how is this book additive to the many books on influence before? Get into that per your perspective.
So we have a great deal of respect for the classics in the field. 1936, Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence. More recent tomes, such as there was a book called Influence. I think they were great for their times, building awareness of how we can better persuade, how we can better build better connections, what are the different tactics to use. Our contribution to the field, however, is to acknowledge that those are not enough, because our world has become so much more complex, so much more in way conflictual, and also multicultural. And I don't just mean that different countries. I mean, even in the same city in the United States, you have so many different cultures, so many different identities. So we've attempted to write the new classic on influence to give people a toolbook that can analyze and make sense of that complexity, but very much zeroing in on the human being that is within us, within all the people you have to influence, and to be able to have a repeatable, reliable method to set the right positive influence objectives, and to be able to find, create different influence pathways and a set of habits that you can develop and cultivate over time to execute the pathways effectively in changing and uncertain interactions and environments.
Really do appreciate your visit with us here today. Again, we're speaking with Huijing Kong, the co-author of Positive Influence, The First and Last Mile of Leadership. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, why do you characterize influence as the first and last mile of leadership? I'm sure the listeners would like to hear your thoughts on that.
I will start by talking about the last mile. So just think back to the last really important conversation you were having. Did it go exactly as you wanted to go? You know, did somebody else do something that really, you know, shocked you or threw you off? So the last mile is really about the way in which you're actually engaging, or oftentimes we're not really engaging. I mean, we're there having that conversation, but are we really engaging with the individual to build that alignment around what are the positive outcomes that can come out of whatever situation that is in place, and how the person and also how yourself is really thinking and feeling about what you need to do towards that positive outcome. Oftentimes we find that people don't actually have the conversation they need to have, or they have the conversation, but they really kind of, you know, skirt around the real issue, or something unexpected. Maybe the person you're talking to is really emotional, and then you freeze, and then the conversation is a non-conversation. That's the last mile. The first mile is really about setting the right positive outcomes, aligning expectations for, let's say, a job you're taking on, or someone wants to promote you, or in the family environment, you know, one person wants to move, but another person doesn't want to move. So these are sort of the longer range decisions you make, the choices you make, whereby there's so much potential for positive outcome, but there's also so much potential for unhappiness. So how do you set those things up right is really what the first mile is about.
I love it. Good stuff there. And not only is the title an attention getter, but the subtitle as well. Excellent on that. Now, how can the average person get started on raising their positive influence? I'm sure listeners would love to hear your advice in those regards.
So go to our website, www.positiveinfluence.life, because we think it's about life, certainly not just about work. We have a quick 13-question influence assessment. Don't worry, you're not getting graded by anybody other than yourself. But we invite you to do this because it will give you a quick readout of how much upside might there be for you to improve your influence skills. And there's also a nifty way for you to get confidential feedback from the people you really that may really matter to you. So, you know, that we think is a great way to get started and to say, hey, you know, am I good? Or maybe there's a lot of upside. And of course, we encourage you to read the book and apply the principles and the habits on just pick one high stakes conversation that you have. But start with some low stakes one, too, and try it and let the results speak to for itself.
What a tremendous resource there at positiveinfluence.life, and also to take the test. I think that is a high recommendation to do so as well if you're serious about positive influence. As we conclude, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of along the lines of our conversation today?
Trust yourself, but also inquire into yourself. There's so much within our being that is yet to come out. To bring to bear the best of ourselves, courage, care, compassion. So we have so much more power for positive influence than we're exercising. That's true for the CEO I'm going to talk to any day of the week. And that's true for if you're a retiree or a frontline worker. But that begins if we trust more of ourselves, but also question ourselves more to really have that constructive, positive attitude and work on the influence path to achieve that.
Hui Jin, we certainly appreciate your final comments and advice. And again, folks, it is positiveinfluence.life. Hui Jin, thank you so much for joining us here today on EPN. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
Again, we've been speaking with Hui Jin Kong, the co-author of Positive Influence, The First and Last Mile of Leadership. And again, for all the details, visit positiveinfluence.life. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.